It's time for the Fishing and Outdoor Report, brought to you by All Out Marine of Allenton. The Fishing and Outdoor Report airs every Friday afternoon and Saturday morning on 1430 WBEV. But remember, you can access it whenever you want at DailyDodge.com. Each and every week, we kick off the Fishing and Outdoor Report by heading to Madison and talking to our friend Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. And, you know, everybody so far this year, Pat, has been getting really itchy, whether it's people wanting to get out and do some fishing, some pan fishing, or just want to get outside and enjoy the weather. It's been a really rotten spring so far, but things are definitely looking up for Saturday's opener.
That's right. The weather looks fantastic for Saturday. We're here in Madison. They're talking about 65 and sunny. So that's that's going to get the people out. That gets the people out on a day in April. And so when you got an excuse to get out and catch some fish, that's going to get even more people out there. So it should be a great day.
What do you expect? A lot of people are going to be heading out for walleyes, muskies. What do you think people are going to be hitting the chain of lakes for?
Well, I've been hearing, of course, bass has been open for catch and release, and a lot of people don't eat those fish anyway, but, the bass fishermen that have been out have really been getting on the walleyes here, particularly in Lake Mendota. It's been, they've actually been complaining about all the walleyes they're catching. They can't keep them off their hooks, and, they're also saying that they're still not done spawning. As of this week, I've heard about fish that still have eggs and males that are still doing their thing. The water temps are still cool, and I bet those walleyes are just going to be snapping.
Man, that's fantastic. We've been waiting. You mentioned the fact that the bass season, the catch and release bass season, has been going on for a while, and I know one particular bass fisherman who's been quite busy trying to get out on area lakes. Let's just talk a little bit about where you expect there to be a lot of activity. You mentioned Mendota for walleyes. What about for people that, it's the opener, but the weather's going to be nice. They're finally going to be able to go after catching some panfish. Is it going to be in that bay in Monona again?
Yeah, Monona Bay just continues to be a panfish factory. It always has been. It has a long history of that, but this year it seems in particularly productive. There's been a lot of crappies been caught in there the last 6 weeks. Now we're going on 6 weeks of a consistent crappie bite, and I've heard just this week that the bluegills are starting to move in and some decent-sized ones. So, yeah, the Monona Bay area has been producing, but anywhere around the chain that you can find shallow water that's going to warm up first. That's what these fish are looking for, because, like you mentioned earlier, it's been just a brutally cool spring and long and drawn out, and those fish are they're just as anxious for the warm weather as we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we don't talk about it a lot, but let's bring it up. People that are coming to the chain of lakes that want to go after muskie, where typically, what lake are they going to be on?
I mean, Monona's got to be the star of the show here on the chain. They've stocked a bunch of the Leech Lake strain muskies in there several years ago now, and it's just it's really turned into a world-class muskie destination, truly. I think I had a guy in here from the local Muskies Inc. chapter. He told me last year the biggest fish he heard about was a 54-inch muskie.
Whoa.
That came off there. So, and the 50-inch fish are reported regularly. So it's really turned into quite the impressive fishery.
Obviously, you're going to be a hopping joint the next couple of days. Where do people find DNS Bait and Tackle?
We're at 1411 Northport Drive, at the corners of Northport Drive and Troy Drive, just right up here on the north side of Madison. Quick drive off the interstate and real close access to the Warner Boat Launch. So we're in a great spot.
All I can say is make sure you pack a nice lunch and take frequent bathroom breaks, because you're probably going to have to plan those out.
Yeah, I think you're right. It should be a busy day here at the shop.
All right, excellent. Well, hey, Pat, we thank you so much for the report, and good luck on the opener weekend.
Thanks, Rick. Always a pleasure.
Well, they got all of the boat lifts in up on Little Green Lake. He's moving a little slow today, but Todd up at the landing is probably excited about the opener coming up this weekend. Hey, Todd.
How are we doing?
Oh, fantastic. The weather forecast, as of right now, looks really good for Saturday. And I'm sure it's just a relief to get all the stuff done so the prep work is done and fishing can happen.
Well, it's almost done. We could use a few more nice days. But
right.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hey, has anybody been out on Little Green at all? We had a pretty decent day on Wednesday, but I don't know that that transformed into a lot of people hitting the water.
No, it's been pretty slow. You guys are out pan fishing, but I actually didn't talk to them and see how they did. So I'm sure, you know, this weekend guys will be out and catching a few walleyes and muskies and everything else.
Right, exactly. Are you well stocked up, ready to go for the big event?
Should be. They're coming today, so we'll get all our bait in today and be ready for Saturday's opener.
Oh, fantastic. So, Todd, for those folks that have never fished on Little Green, what's the access like? Obviously, they can get their boats in the water by you guys, right?
Yep. There's our private launch, and then there's 1, 2, 3 public launches.
Okay. Are they easy to find?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all marked.
Okay.
They're almost on every side of the lake, so whichever way you go, you can find a spot. Now, some of them have small parking lots and are kind of a pain that way, but yeah, you can get on the lake.
All right.
For sure.
Now, Todd, for folks that maybe have not fished on Little Green before that are going to be heading up there, because those of us that have fished on that lake before know how great of a lake it can be. Are there certain hot spots early in the year versus later in the year?
Well, it kind of depends on what you're fishing for. You know, a lot of the guys will be out musky fishing. And you want to look for those green weeds. The rock pile is always good, the point. Some of that stuff is where they're naturally always at. And then as far as the pan fishing goes, you know, find those green weeds in the drops. That's where the pan fish. They're probably not in the shallows yet.
Right.
They're real shallow. You know, the water's still pretty cold. I think it was 50 degrees yesterday, so they're not staging up the spawn yet, but it's getting closer.
Excellent. And anybody coming to the area, tell everybody where you guys are located.
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just followed the big signs in.
Beautiful. Todd, good luck on this opening weekend. Hope everything goes great for you guys. I hope you see a lot of fishermen, fisherwomen out on the lake, and we will catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All Out Marine, your experts at local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency Brand Boats, and Mako Center Council Boats, wants you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2023 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on Highway 41 in Dean Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer. You know, on the opener of sport fishing in Wisconsin, that our friend Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam is going to be hitting the lakes. And Pete, I know you had a tournament last weekend on Puckaway. Man, what a bad lake to be on, or I should say a bad weekend to be fishing. The weather must have been just awful.
Yeah, it was pouring rain. We had winds pushing 30 miles an hour. And actually, there were so many weeds in the lake that it was mainly the top five places come out of the river, actually, and it rarely does turn out like that. So, yeah, we got one fish. There was only, I believe, 14 boats out of 48 that caught anything, and we had, like, 10th place or something. But winning weight had 4 fish for only 6 pounds, so they're obviously not – they were probably barely legal at 15 inches there.
So, Pete, opening weekend, where are you going to be heading?
Well, I'm going to go try Mendota right around midnight. That's always typically a pretty good bite right away. And then I'm going to come back and fish Beaver Dam after that until I get tired.
Yeah, you know, I got a little tidbit of information for you. When I talked to Pat today from DNS Bait and Tackle, he said that over the last couple of weeks, the bass fishermen that have been out there doing catch and release are getting frustrated. Do you know why?
Because they're catching walleye.
Because all they're doing is catching walleye.
I've heard that, too. Yep, that's definitely the case is what I've been hearing down there.
Wow. So does your hearing that the bass fishermen are catching walleyes on Mendota, does that change what you're going to do from a presentation standpoint and what you're going to be throwing?
No, I kind of have an idea. They're going to be up on them flats, them shallow flats. Some of them fish are definitely not spawned out with this water temps where they've been. So some of them fish are probably still staging or on the verge of spawning right now down there.
Man, I'll tell you what, it is interesting to hear that people that are bass fishing are like having to constantly deal with these pesky walleyes. A couple of years ago, all the walleye fishermen and the bass fishermen were complaining about the northern pike.
Yes. Yep. Yep, and yeah, how things change in, you know, just a matter of a few years. But there's a huge population of walleyes in that whole chain down there. Mendota has to be 18 inches, all the other lakes at 15, so you can definitely get some fish there. With these warming temps we're having now, yesterday it was above 60. I heard that the water on Beaver Dam had come up 5 degrees, so that should get the walleyes going on Beaver Dam, as well as get some of them crappies to start staging the spawn, and that's always a pretty good bite too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's if the weather actually comes true that they're talking about, I just think it's going to be fun to be out on the water, you know?
Yeah, it will be. Yep, it'll be well awaited for after all this weather we've been having, and wind especially this year has just been one of the windiest springs I've seen.
Yeah, and it's just been miserable to even try to get out and do anything. So, Pete, as far as the bait shop is concerned, first of all, give us information on that, and then how do people get a hold of you if they want to get a fishing outing booked?
The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. I just did get some leeches in yesterday. They start off, they're not real big, but I got leeches. I know it's kind of a go-to for a lot of people, so stop on in, get yourself some bait, and get out there, and good luck. And if you'd like to get a guided trip, you can either call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Bait.
Excellent. Pete, have a great weekend. Be safe out there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Rick. Thanks a lot.
You know, there are guys out there that love going after bass, and we know one of them. His name is Rick Wendland. He is our local bass guide. We talk bass fishing, and we've been talking bass fishing the last couple of weeks because it was catch and release up until this coming weekend. Rick, how much, it doesn't really change your approach at all, does it, when it comes to catch and release, or whether you're keeping any?
No, not at all. I don't keep any bass all year anyway, and 98% of guys that bass fish release them all anyway, so it's perfect.
Hey, now, Rick, you and I were talking off air about how every bass fisherman that's been going out in Mendota has been complaining about catching nothing but walleyes lately. I guess the good news is if you snag yourself a couple of walleyes once the spring opener is here, you're fine with that, right?
Well, I'm absolutely fine. There's nothing like a nice walleye dinner, but we had our first Wednesday nighter on Lake Puckaway yesterday, and which is part of the Fox River, so that's open for walleyes. And there was probably 15, 18 walleyes taken home last night.
Unbelievable. How about the bass? How were the bass last night?
Well, a lot of smallmouth were caught in the river. The guys that fished largemouth in the lake, including myself, didn't do so well, because the water is still pretty cold, but the river system with the current, the smallmouth are really biting the river. I mean, we had a couple of guys say they caught 25, 30 smallmouth last night in 3 hours.
Jeez.
So in Fall River, last Saturday, we had a tournament over there. I ended up winning that tournament.
Nice.
And there was a lot of nice largemouth caught on Lazy Lake and Fall River as well, too. So, but the lake is still cold. But one thing about Fall River is color really mattered. I mean, we were throwing black and blue and kind of a bluegill color, never had a bite, and we switched to all white, and it was lights out.
Really?
Yeah. So color definitely, you know, that day with the conditions, you know, if you remember last Saturday, it was rainy and windy,
right.
But they definitely wanted white, and that's the only color they wanted, so it's kind of weird.
So with the opener on Saturday, are you going to be stationed at one lake, or are you going to be hitting multiples?
Probably one lake will go out. I'm still debating whether it's going to be Puckaway or Fox Lake. I mean, when I saw those really nice smallmouth from Puckaway come in yesterday, I might go chase them around on Saturday.
Yeah, why not? I mean, go where things are hot, because they can change on a dime.
Right, exactly. And that, you know, a lot of times you find a hot lake around here when other lakes aren't doing so well. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, last year Big Green was hot for like a week and a half, and you couldn't catch a fish on Emily or Fox Lake.
Right.
And vice versa. I mean, it's just that time of the year, the things are changing, you know. You got to be where they're biting.
I mentioned the fact that, you know, the walleye have been getting in the way of the bass fishermen. Have you had any problems yet this year with Northern?
No, I have yet Northern out here on Fox Lake this year, which is very, very, very unusual. I mean, last year, the month of April, I probably caught 300. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of weird, and it's not just me. I mean, I've talked to a lot of friends of mine, and, you know, they may have gotten one or two, but, I mean, it's not like previous years, but But don't kid yourself, there's still a million northern in here. So
yeah, right. It just got me, and that might be more weather dependent anyway.
Right, exactly. But you know, the water yesterday was still, you know, 50. I mean, it's
sure.
You know, by this time of year it should be almost 60 or higher, so we're behind.
Yeah, we're behind, but the good news is we can catch up in a hurry if we get a couple of nice days strung together with some sunshine and some wind.
Well, I see Wednesday's supposed to be almost 80, so I'm really looking forward to that, I'll tell you that.
Keep our fingers crossed. Rick, for folks that want to book you and go out and do some bass fishing, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467.
Hey, you be careful out there, be safe, and have a great opener.
All right, thanks, Rick.
We wrap up the Fishing and Outdoor Report by talking to our friend Dave over at Fishtails in Fox Lake. And Dave, I'll tell you what, the weather reports that we're hearing about right now for the opener of the fishing season, boy, I'll tell you what, this is well-deserved after what we've dealt with so far this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be nice. And then the weather forecast for the following week is even better.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to warm it up that much more. And hey, what is going on right now with water temperature on Fox Lake? Has it come up at all?
Not much. It's right around 50 degrees.
Okay.
Which is good, but I mean, this time of the year, it's usually a lot warmer than that. So with the temperatures coming next week, you know, if it warms up 5-6 degrees, the fish will go crazy.
Right. I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be heading over to Fox Lake. What do you think the main emphasis is going to be? Do you think it's going to be people going after walleyes? Do you think you're going to have a lot of pan fishermen? What do you expect?
Well, most of the time on opener out here in all the local lakes, guys are walleye fishing.
Sure.
You know, it's the first time you can do it. You know, people that bass fish, they don't keep them anyways, and they've already been doing it. So yeah, it's not necessarily a panfish thing either, because you can also do that. But
right.
The walleyes, once that opens, that's kind of the key.
It's interesting, because talking to our friend Pat at DNS Bait and Tackle down on the Madison Chain, he said that people on Mendota that have been going out bass fishing are getting really frustrated because all they're doing is catching walleyes.
Yeah. Well, that's a bad problem to have, right?
Yeah. Oh, darn it. Especially now coming up that you can start keeping some of those.
Right. No, that's a different animal, that the Madison Chain. It's a really good, you know, area to fish. And, you know, they have more people fishing for muskies and panfish and bass than walleyes all the time.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's just not known as a walleye place, but they get them.
Yeah, now, do you think that you're going to see pretty good pressure on both Fox Lake and Lake Emily? Or because I've not really heard anything about Lake Emily this year.
Well, Emily is not really known as a walleye lake. And the guys that are fishing over there have already been doing it. I mean, it's a really good bass lake, and there's good panfish. But there's really no walleye fishing going on over there. I know there's some there. Once in a while, you'll hear somebody gets one. But
right.
It's not a place you would go to catch walleyes.
Exactly. And it's going to be a thing, again, based on air temperature for being comfortable when you're in your boat, and water temperature so those fish start turning on, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's going to happen.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your place. What time are you guys going to be open over the weekend?
We're going to open at 5.
Okay.
And that's during weekends probably from now on. And we'll be open until 7 p.m., but during the week, we're still going to open at 6 and until he decides he might want to open at 5. But, yeah, 5 o'clock on weekends. So, you know, it gets light by 6.
Sure.
So, yeah, you can. We are fully stocked with bait. We even have some leeches. So
beautiful. Well, good luck this weekend. You be safe out on the water, and we'll catch up with you guys next week.
Okay, Rick. Sounds good.
And that wraps up this week's Fishing and Outdoor Report, brought to you by All Out Marine of Allenton. The Fishing and Outdoor Report airs every Friday afternoon and Saturday morning on 1430 WBEV and is available 24/7 on DailyDodge.com.